Fine Motoring is brought to you by... Well, wouldn't you like to hear your business's name right now? To sponsor the popular Fine Motoring feature, email sales@fmr.co.za or call during office hours on 021-401-1013.
Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, the podcast, fmr.co.za. Today, we are talking about Isuzu's D-Max 300 LX4x4. If I could have my way, I would change the way vehicles are named. But what you get here is a pretty much excellent double cab, giving the story away for 663,600 rand. And for that, you get 130 kilowatts and 380 newton meters out of the engine. An 8 litre per 100 kilometre claimed fuel consumption. Yeah, you're going to see closer to the high nines, I would say, in reasonable driving. You get a 5-year 120,000 kilometre warranty and a 5-year 90,000 kilometre service plan. I wonder why those two aren't congruent. It bothers me when they aren't. I see a few manufacturers are starting to make those tie with each other, or very much not tie. Either way, it makes sense. And you get lots of nice little toys. You get LED headlights, CarPlay. Here's an interesting one, brake override system. I haven't seen this listed on spec list, but I have experienced it on a few vehicles. If you touch the brakes and the accelerator at the same time, something clever in the little brain overrides the accelerator and stops you driving into that car in front of you if you panicked and hit both pedals or there was a tin can rolling around. Quite an interesting safety idea. I have to say that in the past, Isuzus were only for the real workhorse owners. And from a nicety, everyday living with point of view, they didn't quite come up to grade. And this, in the run out of the seventh generation, does really work as an easy-to-live-with vehicle. You can live with it every day. I'm going to say that there are a few exceptions. The vehicle I had on test was, of course, the manual six-speed transmission. And it's got some quirks. You get in with a keyless go that confused itself from time to time with unlocking or locking. If you left the door slightly ajar, it would get into a sort of loop. Once I had to pull out a key to get that passed. But where it gets a little confusing is the start procedure. They've put in a safety system that insists that you're properly in neutral before pressing the button. And many of us, you know, leave a car in gear with a handbrake on and you put the clutch in and you start moving to neutral and you press the start button and nothing. Just a little dashboard thing saying move to neutral and you are in neutral and then the swearing starts and then you eventually get a little bit patient. It takes a sigh or two and you check you're in neutral, rattle it around and then you press the start button and all is good. A couple of times and only when parked, the gap between reverse and first led to a couple of missed gear changes, but really only in that I'm about to set off kind of edge case. And probably if that was your only car, you'd learn to avoid that pretty quickly. Then the other thing that was a bit odd was the climate control. Said it'd been a little bit cold, testing it in cold weather. 28 degrees was what it took to make the car nice and toasty, but then it started cooking. So you turn it down to 26, where you get a Arctic blast. I think it was just the unit I had on test, but a slightly overzealous and inaccurate climate control gauge. NVH on the car is excellent. It's easy to live with. Yes, there is a diesel-y sound, and it is clearly a diesel, and anyone could hear that from the other side of the Great Wall of China. But I find that vaguely nostalgic, and it doesn't bother me. It's not irritating in any way, but it is what it is. Loads of cubby holes, extra ones, leather-coated. They've done a good job with a smart-looking double cab, which should go on your shortlist, and it wouldn't have been on my shortlist a few short years ago. That has been the Isuzu D-Max 300 LX4x4 at 663,000 Rand, and I'm going to add it to the recommended for Fine Motoring this week. And that's it from me, David Dondi. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za and the podcast at fmr.co.za if you want to go back. If you want to go forward, come and listen next week. See you then.
Fine Motoring was brought to you by... Wouldn't you like to hear your business's name right here? To sponsor Fine Motoring, email sales@fmr.co.za or call during office hours on 021 401 1013.